And I'll read verses 3 and 4 again. Minister Richards read it so beautifully, I'm not going to mess with the rest of it. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now, therefore, come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." Supporting scripture this morning, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Very familiar passage which says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." For we walk by faith, not by sight. Four leprous men entering in at the gate said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die? If we say we enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore, come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." The base of those verses, we like to use a thought or a subject in the form of a question. What do you do when you're caught between a rock and a hard place? What do you do when you're caught between a rock and a hard place? Hallelujah. God has been good to us this morning. Allowed us another chance to come into this holy sanctuary. None of us have anything to boast or to brag about. We are just blessed by the best. God has blessed us in such a way that we ought to have a mind to always give him the praise. We can always find something that is wrong in our lives. We can always find something to complain about. We can always find some things that we haven't quite yet got completed. You sit around sometimes and you begin to think, well, I'm bored and I'm lonely and I'm this and I'm that. And there's a lot of things that you can do around that house to get you from being bored and keep you from being lonely. But you rather just lay there and think about those things and put them on the back burner and say, well, I'll do them another day. And then another day come and you're going to do them another day. And all of a sudden you're going to wait and the day is going to come when it's going to be too late. And I say that to say sometimes that's how we handle our spirituality. We trust God and we love God as long as everything going in our favor. But as soon as something clenches, soon as somebody throw a wrench in there, soon as something begins to fall apart, we lose hope. As soon as somebody persecute us and talk about us and say that we are not what we say we are, we got to understand this morning that it is our job to please the Lord, not man. And if you would please God, I believe that you will be a happier individual because God will not steer you wrong. The Bible said that we allow him to, he will lead and direct our very paths. So you don't have to go anywhere that you don't want to go. If you're going in the wrong direction, just call on the name of the Lord. I called on the Lord. Whether it's in the morning, in the evening, in the midnight hour, you can call him all night long like Jacob if you have to. But Jacob decided in his mind that I'm going to keep on calling him till I get what I want. Anybody ever had anything that they needed from God? Anybody got anything on the altar right now that God hadn't come by and did what you asked him to do? You see, we got to understand that God don't answer all of our prayers immediately. There's something we got to wait on. And what God does is he watch us while we wait and see how do we wait on him. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. But how are you going to wait? Are you going to wait with a complaining mouth? Are you going to wait always thinking that the world is against you? Well, are you going to wait trusting that the God you serve will come to your rescue? I thank God I serve a God that understands everything that he needs to know about us this morning. The Bible says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is to be praised. So it is always in order to praise God. Now we have different ways of praising him. We have different ways of expressing ourselves. And some people are not as emotional as other people. Some people are not as loud as other people. So we have to respect one another. We have to respect the differences in one another. Just because you don't do it like I do it, don't make my way better than your way. So we got to understand that we are family, many members, but yet one body in Christ. And we are striving for one goal. We are all trying to get to heaven. I don't care which direction you're going. If you're trying to get to heaven, you got to go by Jesus the Christ. And the Bible says that if we will forget those things that are behind us. See, a lot of times that's what holds us back, is that those things that are behind us are dragging us down. We let that weight on our shoulder. But the Bible tells me this morning, lay aside every weight. Every weight, every sin which so easily beset us. It's not hard to get you off course this morning. Oh, somebody got to do it. Look at you wrong. And they steal your good spirit. All somebody got to do is say, I heard or I said, and you get your attention and you miss out on what God would have you to do. But I learned a long time ago that you got to get your focus back on Jesus. Don't get your focus on man. Don't get sidetracked because of the thing that you're going through. Understand this morning, that in this life you are going to have some trouble. You're going to have some trials and some tribulation. There are going to be some days when nobody going to act like they like you. But isn't it good to know that you got Jesus? Hallelujah, Jesus. There are those of us that have said, and we have older ones that have said, as long as I got the Lord, I got everything that I need. Anybody in this house got Jesus? Hallelujah. If you got Jesus and you know it, you don't have to worry about what your neighbor said. Hallelujah. The Lord will make a way. Somebody just said that, but somebody believe it. There are some witnesses in here this morning that not only can say that the Lord will make a way, but they can say the Lord has already made a way. Anybody in here can say that this morning? They know that God has already made a way for you. And then, Sister Wilma, if the Lord never done anything after me, he's already. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. That's the kind of God I serve. That on July the 12th, if I don't even make it to December or not, if the Lord don't do anything else for me, from January to this moment right now, God has already done enough. And I wonder, anybody glad about your blessing? Anybody come to tell God thank you? Then you ought to forget about your neighbor and just have a hallelujah good time. Glory, glory, glory. God has blessed us to come into this house to worship him. Don't you feel better? See, you just can't sit down on God. You got to recognize that you serve a mighty God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God will bless you if you want to be blessed. You got to have a desire to be in the fellowship of the saints of God. We got to understand that God is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that he has done for me. Glory, glory. I'm trying to hold myself this morning. But my soul cries out. I wonder, is there anybody in the house this morning that had ever needed the Lord so bad that you cried out to him from the depths of your very soul? To the point that you would almost say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, help me, Holy Ghost. Every now and then, you have to drift back to the old days. And realize that those songs had a strong meaning. Father, I stretch my hand, not to Judy, but to thee. Glory, hallelujah. We've sung the song on many occasions. But I wonder, have we ever gone through anything in your life that made you realize that you're at a point that you're at despair? And you cry out to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I'm down here all by myself. Lord, I can't make this journey this morning. I need you, God, to come on and see about me. Anybody want to help me this morning? When I cry out, I need to know that the Lord hear my humble cry. Father, I spread my hand. Glory, glory. I feel good this morning. I feel good this morning because I feel like talking about Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. I wish, Pittman, I could put in words how good I feel right now. And let me tell you something. When I came out that door and sat down there, I didn't feel like I feel right now. But there had been a building process. There had been a wheel on the inside. And that wheel been turning. And the more that wheel turned, the hotter I get on the inside. The more that wheel turned, I forget about who I am. I don't care whether you love me or not. But I got Jesus. Oh, glory. I'm having trouble, John, getting where I need to be. But I thank God I am where I am. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Let me try, please, to get in a few of these points. Hallelujah. But you know, we got to come up. We got to stop just coming to church. We got to let the church in us come up. We got to know that we are somebody. We say that everybody is somebody. Know that you are one of those somebodies this morning. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Y'all going to kill me. Bring it down. Oh, Lord, help me. All have sinned. Y'all not killing me this morning. And come short of the glory of God. Which lets us know this morning that we are no better than any of our brothers and sisters that are not sitting on these pews this morning. Sometimes we get the big head and we get judgmental because we come to church. And we have a tendency sometimes to look down on folk. And we treat folk other than God would have us to treat them. If God said, love ye one another, then we got to learn how to love one another. Everybody is not going to love you. That's why David lets me tell you in the 37th Psalm this morning, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. And wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. The 25th verse of David says, I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Don't you know that those verses right there ought to give you strength and power? To know that if you trust God, don't worry about while others are prospering. All you got to do is trust God. Do good. Trust what God is going to do in your life. David tells us that if we trust God for our everyday living, then we have to walk like everything is going to be all right. We can't be concerned about wickedness and temptation. When we go through our trials and tribulations of life, we have to maintain a basic trust in God. Paul basically says it like this, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Faith being the substance of things, hope for the evidence of things not seen. Faith being belief, confidence, and loyalty, a belief or a confident attitude toward God. If we got faith, then we ought to have faith in something. You cannot have faith in one another. You better have faith in God. Man may fail you, but God will never fail you. If you know that you're walking by faith, then you realize that there's some things that you're not going to be aware of. There's going to be some things that are going to catch you off guard. But when they catch you off guard, you got to trust the power of the Almighty God. You got to know who you belong to. If you know that you're in God's hand, God said, as long as you're in my hand, no man is able to pluck you out. But I wonder this morning, is there anybody in the house? Is you confident that God will be right there by your side? Tell me what happens. What happens when your walk of life begins to fail you? You try things and you fall short. You go and you find that instead of having a lot, now there's a lack of things. You know what it is to have need. You know what it is to fall short on something. But what about when there's a lack, when you can't get your hands on anything, when you don't know what you're going to do? What happens when you rob Peter so much to pay Paul that all of a sudden now you don't have nothing for Paul, Peter, or nobody else? What happens? What happens when you get yourself in a position where you can't see your right hand or your left hand? You don't know whether you're going or whether you're coming. You don't know whether you're alive or whether you're dead. We got some living zombies walking around this morning. Don't even know that the blood is yet running warm in your vein. And I want to know, what are you going to do when you get caught between a rock and a hard place? Now, what is a rock and a hard place? You know, a rock is something that's solid and it's hard, that you cannot go through that rock. But when you get in the middle of a rock and another hard place, I can't go to the front, I can't go to the back, I can't go to the right, I can't go to the left. What am I going to do? Well, I heard somebody say, look up to the hill from which cometh your help, knowing that your help comes from the Lord. You got to understand that you serve a mighty God this morning. Somebody said, while you are trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. I stopped by to tell somebody this morning that there was a time in the land when they didn't have enough food. Samaria full of famine. Everybody was hungry. Everybody was looking for something. But the Bible said that the prophet Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then they tell me that the Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? In other words, he was being sarcastic. In other words, he had doubt in his mind. He was saying to the man of God, I don't believe that can happen. Well, while all of this was going on, the Bible said there were 4 leprous men. They were sitting there and they were in a bad condition. When you had leprosy, nobody came up close to you. Nobody wanted to be bothered with you. You were considered to be unclean. You're nasty and nobody wants to be around you. Have you ever seen somebody so nasty that their body looked like they got sores all over their body? And the sores are just running out with pus and all kinds of fluids. I want to let you know that nobody would feed them. But the bad thing is that nobody had anything, for there was a famine in the land. But I thank God for the man of God. The man of God got the message from God that I'm going to give you more food than that you need. I want to let you know that I am the Lord thy God, and I will supply your every need. The leprous men, they sat there, and they began to reason one with another. The Bible said, they said, why sit we here until we die? Now, you get to get this. They're leprous. Nobody want to be bothered with them. Here they are in a position. All I got is these other 3 brothers. Our bodies covered with sores. We've been hungry for a long time. Nobody gonna give us anything to eat. But I want to say to you, my brother, why are we going to sit right here and die? Well, another brother said, well, if we sit here, we're going to die. If we go into the city, we're going to die. Because nobody has anything in the city. But another one said, I know what we can do. If we allow ourselves to be captured, the Syrians will take us captive, and if nothing else, they might kill us or they might not. But that's a chance we got to take. Now, what I'm getting at right there is that they got to do something. When you get between a rock and a hard place, don't wait for the heavens to fall out of the sky down on you. When you heard somebody say, if you take one step, that God will take two, then you got to have a mind to take that one step. But you cannot step out in the blind unless you trust the power of the Almighty God. I believe that one of the men said that if I die, let me die. For I'm going to die right here, so I may as well get up from here. What would you do when you get caught between a rock and a hard place? Will you just sit there and die? Or will you try to come up with some way to get out of that situation? If you trust the power of God, God will make a way out of no way. For the men of God decided we're going to get up from here. We're not going to sit here in this hard place, but we're going to move on to higher heights. I'm going to take my chance and go inside the city. The Bible said when they got inside the city, they found that there was no man there. For they found out that everybody had left the camp. God has a way that is mighty sweet. Somebody say he works in a mysterious way. They're wondering how did the camp get free. Well, our God had the power to make it sound like there were many, many chariots. There are many warriors coming in the land. And they were going to take over the Syrians. So they got out of Dodge while they had a chance. You know, when everything gets hot and you feel like you're about to lose your life, you better get up and go on somewhere. I believe when God got in their mind and said, you don't have no strength right here, for I am the Lord thy God. Get ye up out of here, because I got some people coming that's going to take over this land. The Bible said that these four men went into a tent. They ate and they drunk all that they wanted to drink. They got some of the riches and they went and hid them. But after they hid them, they began to realize that we are not doing this thing right. I believe we got to share the wealth. Don't be so selfish this morning that when you get something that it's all about you. For they realize we got to go back and tell somebody. We got to let the king know that the Syrians have gone up out the camp. Where they went back to tell the good news. After they got there and told the good news, they said, well, I want to let you know the king had some doubt in his mind. That's why you got to know God for yourself. Sometimes the leader may have some doubt. So if you know God in your own heart and your leader got some doubt, you better look past that leader. Trust the power of God. I come to tell you this morning that it's not about me in this white robe. It's not about Minister Richard. It's not about Pastor Jeter. But it's about the power of the Almighty God. God will make a way out of no way. But what are you going to do when you get between a rock and a hard place? Are you going to go get drunk or go get high? Are you going to go pray to God Almighty? Say, God, I need you. I need you in my life. When I get between a rock and a hard place, I got to get up there and do something. I got to trust the power of God. For I walk by faith and not by sight. I can't see my blessing this morning, but I know my blessing is on the way. Shirley said it like this. Get in line. You're made for a miracle. Anybody want a miracle? Anybody want healing? Anybody want joy? Anybody want salvation? Get out between the rock and the hard place. Let go and let God. Let the Lord have his way. And God will come to see about you this morning. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when you get between a rock and a hard place? Well, I come to tell somebody, it's time out. for sitting there crying your eyes out. It's time out from fussing and a cussing. It's time out for talking about one another. But somebody gotta come to the altar. Go down on bended knee. For God I'll live and for God I'll die. Somebody ought to be able to say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Some of us, too proud, too holy to get down on your knees. Some of us think that we've already arrived. We got a car, we got a house, we got a diploma, we got this, we got that. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't have nothing. I said it right now and I said it after a while. Hallelujah. You're going to need the Lord. You're going to need the Lord. And if you're living in this life, I guarantee you every now and then, you're going to find yourself between a rock and a hard place. So the question is, what are you going to do? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. What are you going to do when you get caught between a rock and a hard place?